These things need to be said not just to those people, but also to us, prone as we are to undervalue the salvation of our neighbours and to utter those malicious words. Yes, I mean malicious, for statements like, "What do I care if someone stumbles and another person perishes?" reek of his cruelty and ruthlessness. Yet in that case, the weaknesses of those who were upset also played a part. But with us, it's different, as we sin in such a way as to upset even the resilient ones. For when we strike, take forcefully and exploit, and treat free individuals as if they were slaves, who wouldn't this offend? Don't tell me that one person is a shoemaker, another a dyer, another a brazier. Instead, remember that he is a believer and a brother. After all, we are disciples of these people, the fishermen, the tax collectors, the tent makers, the one raised in a carpenter's house, the one who even had the carpenter's wife-to-be as a mother, and who was laid after his swaddling clothes in a manger, and who had nowhere to rest his head, of him whose journeys were so long that the traveling alone tired him out, of him who relied on others for support.